Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, come to answer your colour and style questions. Just lost one of my questions. What's that gone to? First question here. Jean said, how to create a wardrobe between classic and casual that doesn't feel too formal as I live in a fairly relaxed environment. So when we are thinking about creating a more relaxed but still professional feeling outfit, we want to think about what are the elements of the more classic, more professional clothing that we might wear, and then how can we make them more casual? So one of the things to think about is that more classic clothing, more professional clothing has more structure to it. So you're looking at things like a jacket, or they have a collar. So you're looking at things like a shirt or a blouse, something like that, rather than just a t-shirt or a cardigan or something like that. So you could look at putting a collar on always gives you a more structured, more professional appearance. So that would be something you can look at, but it doesn't have to be your classic suit blazer. Instead, it can be a much more relaxed jacket. And this is where I'm looking at, like, say, bomber style jackets or blazer style, but in knit fabrics or with patterns, things like that. They still have the structure of the classic, of the professional, but a more relaxed feel, a more fun feel. So that could be something you could look for, going, well, how do I bring, you know, a shirt? Well, maybe I wear a shirt, like a collared shirt. Maybe I wear a blouse that's something a little bit softer, but still has that more formal feeling. Also covering up more. So covering up to, you know, your elbows or wrists and things like that is also something that is more professional. You think about when wearing a suit, where basically the only thing we see is hands and face. We don't see, you know, really any other skin in that sort of way. So that is something to consider if you are thinking about that kind of classic to casual. So it can be, can I take a classic garment and make it more casual with colour? So something more colourful, more patterned, those sorts of elements. Or can I just change the style of it? So I think about, well, it's a jacket, but it's not a suit style jacket. So it's a bomber jacket. It's a denim style jacket, like a denim style jacket. But in a, you know, even in a denim or a non-denim. So you can often get denim jackets in other colours. They add that little bit of structured element to your outfit without it looking formal and corporate. So they would be things I would be thinking about. It's looking at, if you go to my tables all about yin and yang, looking at how do I add a bit more yin into my outfit, or how do I turn a yang outfit into something that is more yin. But still having elements of design. So when we're thinking about the elements of design that say more professional, we're looking at straight vertical lines, more opaque fabrics, darker colours, higher contrast, you know, kind of straight design elements as well, more angled pieces. Versus when we think about those yin element designs, we're thinking about lighter fabrics, softly structured, or, you know, soft floaty fabrics, curvy patterns, you know, lighter colours, all those sorts of things. There's lots of different things there that you can look at. And it's then getting that balance of the two. So you go, I still look professional if I'm still working, but I'm still a bit more relaxed, more casual, more approachable. So it's looking at those two elements and working out how to do it for you, of course, because you've got to take the elements of design that you really like rather than just taking any of them. So it's how you want to do it. That's the important thing to remember. Okay, next question comes from Kieran, who says, how do I wear a hat for either warmth or shade when hats just don't suit me? The thing is, it's understanding the construction of a hat and how different hat styles work on different faces, because there'll be a hat out there that will work for you. So let's start from the top of the hat, the crown, the brim, so the bit that goes on your head, the crown of the hat. So if you have a shorter face, you want a taller crown. So something that sits a bit taller off your head. So there's kind of a bit of air inside. Like a top hat has a very high crown. What that does is make your face appear longer. If you have a long face, then look for a shorter crown. So we don't add too much length to an already long face. Now, if the crown is long, but the whole hat fits right over your head, a bit like a cloche, that kind of 1920s look, that works better for a longer face, but does not work for a shorter face so well, because that's kind of covering up more of the head. Then we've got the brim. There's upturn brims, so they lift the eye upwards. They are better if you are shorter or want to draw attention more upwards. So you want, if you're more petite, go for a more upturned brim, versus a downturned brim is better if you are taller. Then there's the width of the brim. So that needs to relate to things like if it goes past your shoulders, it's probably going to overwhelm you. So if you are more petite, generally a smaller brim is better than a really wide one. So it's looking at different aspects of hats and how to find those aspects that suit you. And then, of course, how you wear them, because often it's just how you put them on your head. The biggest difference I often see in hat wearing is if you just jam it on even Stevens, you know, without actually, you know, any, it just can look terrible. But if you, sometimes it's like, can I put it, wear it a little bit forward? Can I wear it more angled? For most of us, because our faces are actually slightly asymmetrical, wearing a hat at a slight angle is always going to be more attractive than wearing it straight. So that little bit of an angle, and often too, bringing it a little bit forward so there's a kind of angle to it. That way, that is also another aspect. So it's, don't just think, I can't wear a hat. Try, you know, do I wear it on the back of my head, the front of my head, the side of my head? Do I angle it forwards, angle it backwards? How much does it go onto my head? All those things matter when you are finding a hat that flatters you. So I'm sure there's a hat out there somewhere that works for you. It's just working out how you would wear it, and also too, how you wear your hair. So often too, if you've got a lot of hair, it's better if you tie it back when you're wearing a hat as well. And if you have a part, it's generally better if you're going to angle the hat to put it over the side that they, like my hair is normally parked on this side. So I would put my hat on this side rather than this side, because then the fullness of the hair is on the side that is more open versus the less hair. So because I've got less hair on this side, that is the side that there is more hat. So that's another thing to think about. So there you go, some little tips. And I do have a blog post all about this that you can look up as well, and I will link to later. My last question, where did it go? Here we are, fell on the floor. I knew there was another question around. This comes from Lisbeth, who says, sometimes I feel like wearing less dark and smoky colors. How do I go about this as good as possible when I'm overall dark? A shape with a sophisticated palette, so cool, deep, and muted. I usually wear dark bottoms. So as an A-shape, a dark bottom works well, but you don't just have to wear a dark top. You can, you know, wear a lighter coloured top or a brighter coloured top. So rather than going really light, I wouldn't go lighter than more your medium colours so much. Or what you do is you wear a lighter coloured top and you put an accessory on. Like, look at this scarf. I've got light, medium, and darker. I mean, not particularly dark, but all in one scarf. So what I'm doing is adding some value contrast back into my outfit with an accessory. So thinking about what accessories are you putting on if you're wearing a medium colored top that brings that element of depth back into your outfit close to your face. So think about an accessory if you're going to wear a medium colored top, an accessory that brings back the dark. Thinking about patterns, like look for patterns that have a darkish background but light elements potentially, or whatever it is your value contrast or color contrast demands. So this is where patterns really can make you feel like you've got more variety and interest than if you are just wearing a one color or a solid. So patterns can work really well to add that element of depth. And then there's always the third piece. I can wear a light top and a darker jacket or cardigan or little shrug or anything like that. Or I can do it the other way around, where I can wear the dark column in the middle and something lighter on the outside, but maybe I want to make sure I've got a little bit more of an accessory or something that brings that dark element back in. So you don't just have to wear, you know, kind of dark all over all the time. You could also think about wearing, you know, you could wear a pattern bottom. As long as it's a busy, dense pattern, that is going to be camouflaging and distracting. So I always think about a busy, dense pattern is often very distracting, like it's hard to look at. So therefore, you can wear that on your bottom as well, even when you're an A shape. We're often told that A shapes only ever get to wear plain dark bottoms, but really it's busy distracting patterns can work as long as you then put something interesting up in your portrait area that draws the eye upwards. So hopefully those tips help. And of course, you know, if you want to know more about your body shape and how you dress it, look for my body shape calculator quiz, which you'll find on the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. And also too, if you want to know more about kind of that classic casual personality element of dressing, have a look up Yin and Yang, and also go and do my personality style quiz as well, that will give you your kind of core or base personality style to understand more about what you love and how you know, what you like to wear, because that is just as important as what flatters you. So please do keep sending me your questions as well, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.